world is bad, I hate the world. Hey. The world is bad, I hate the world. Man's a failure. Hop, world is bad, I hate the world. Man is a failure. Hey, oh, hey, hey, oh. I hate the world is bad, man is a failure. Oh, 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 hey. It is the story of a man who hated the world. He was complaining all the time. He was saying, I hate the world is bad, man is a failure. And you know, in the village, people said, can't you go and moan somewhere else? It could spread out, you know. All right, said the man. So he went away to moan. There was a little hut at the outskirts of the village, and off he went moaning. Oh, I hate the world is bad. I hate the world, man, he's a failure. So he was hunting, and every evening when he was coming home, he would say the same thing. I hate the world is bad, man. Man is a failure. Hello. In the village, there was a woman. And the woman, she thought, it's a pity to lose a man. He's not bad. His heart is not open. That's all. So she went, and she lived with him for a while. And one could see in the morning light that there was a beginning of a smile on the face of the man. But very soon, his dark thoughts took over. I hate the world is bad, man is a failure. Oh, what a woman, 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 woman is, woman is, woman is, woman is to woman. Woman thought, I won't succeed by myself. So they had a child, a boy. They had another child, a girl. And one could think that the heart of the father would break up, would open. One could see a little smile on his face in the morning light. But very soon, the dark thoughts took over. I hate the world is bad, man is a failure, woman is too woman. The children are noisy, noisy, too noisy. This morning, men went hunting, and a woman, she comes out. She kneels on the floor. She turns to the sky. Creator, if you exist, do something for him. I've done everything I could. I cannot do more. The man, he was hunting. And he was complaining, moaning. His dark thoughts. The world is bad. I hate the world. Man is a failure. The grass is too thick. The water is too wet. The trees are too tall, the sun is too hot, the moon is too cold. The mosquitoes bite me, the birds sing too loud. And then suddenly, from the void emptiness until his feet, a voice came like thunder. Hey man, what is your problem? Said, Creator, if it's you, I can free my heart. I can tell you that I don't like your world. The world is rotten. Man is a failure. Woman is to woman. The grass is thick. The sun is hot. The water is wet. The birds are singing too loud. The mosquito bite me. All right, said the voice. I understand you don't like my world. Okay, then what I'm going to do, I'm going to have disappear everything you dislike. All right? All right, said the man. And off he goes. And he walks. He walks, but very soon the grass disappears. under his foot. The river dries out. The trees disappears. The sun and the moon vanished behind the clouds. The mosquitoes, they don't bite him anymore. No sound of birds. His village vanishes away. His house, his wife and children. He only feels the path under his foot, and suddenly the path even disappears. And now he jumps. And he finds himself into nothingness. Everything has disappeared except him. Well, nice. The world has disappeared. Nothing left but me. Well, no subject to moan anymore. No images. No hunting, no woman, no village, no trees, no sun, no desire, nothing. Oh, he feels so good. He feels like if he had rejoined the unity, primordial unity of man in the wide, void emptiness of eternity. And I don't know if you remember, but eternity, it's a bit slow. Well, nice. what's happening now? But nothing happens. Come on, I mean, I'm not going to stay like this forever, no? Nobody answers. But I mean, it's okay, but I'm not going to stay here, you know, like this. But nobody answers. He shouts, he calls for the Creator, for someone. Nobody answers. And he starts to be afraid. I'm not going to stay like this forever. I have no desire, no thoughts, no dreams, nobody to talk to. I'm alive, but dead. And suddenly he feels so empty. He feels that for the first time a little drop, a tear that comes down onto his cheek. And he begs, please, don't leave me alone. And from the very inside of himself, a little voice who answers, I'm sorry, but I cannot do what I haven't done. If you want the world, you have to name it yourself with all your heart. Just speak, say what you want, and perhaps it will reappear. And the man, he looked around him, and he gathered his images, his dreams, his wishes, his thoughts, and he named them. To be a man, name. 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 So he named. He named the earth, he named the world, sky, he named the sun, the moon, the stars, he named the wind, he named the water, the fire, he named the trees, he named the hunting game, he named the grass, he named the mosquitoes that bited him. He named the singing of the birds. He named the path under his feet. He named the village. He named his house. He named his wife, his children. He named them. He named them. And when he arrived home, they were just about to reawake. They were out of the house looking at the sun rising. He took them in his arms. He told them the whole story that I just told you, and He had them to promise that every morning with him, they would open the door. They would look at the world and they would name it so that it would never disappear again. To be a man, name. To be a man, name.